everyone. Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 312, and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor, and we'll get right into the show. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my weekly meal plan. If you're new here, this is just a quick episode that I do every Wednesday where I share with you the meal plan that I have for my family for the upcoming week. The meal plan is just for dinners, and I do post a blog post that goes along with each weekly meal plan that also includes links to any recipes that I mention on here that might be on a particular website so that you can find that exact recipe that I'm referring to. The meal plan is just for dinners, and I do rotate meals on a regular basis, so it's not always new things. A lot of times it's the same things that I repeat. I do them on a certain rotation depending on the day of the week and the meal. So I try and keep meal planning simple so that I can keep up with the meal plan and I'm not stressing about trying to create it. And then, of course, I do throw in new recipes once in a while, but my biggest concern is just having a meal plan in place. And then if I choose to swap out a recipe later, I will do that. Meal planning is really important for saving money and just reducing stress and not knowing what's for dinner. So that's why I share my meal plan, just in case it might help you either motivate you to put yours together or maybe give you some ideas of some things you might want to make this week. So this week's meal plan is actually going to be missing two meals, like 2 days that I have no meal plan. And that's because, like I say, this is my actual family's meal plan. So there's 2 days this week that I will not be cooking. So I don't have a full 7 day meal plan this week. So the first day in this meal plan is Saturday, June 18th. So for Saturday, I'm going to be doing chicken, sausage, peppers, and potatoes. And this is the simplest meal. I just get bone-in chicken thighs and sausage and potatoes and peppers and cut them all up. And I have one of those like electric roaster ovens, and I throw everything in there and I drizzle it with olive oil and some salt and pepper and just toss it all together. And then I let it cook in the roaster oven. This says 450, so that's probably what I put my roaster oven to. I think that's the highest the roaster oven goes to. And I just let it cook until everything is done, and it just, all the flavors blend together, and it's just such a really good, like, simple, easy meal. It does take a little while to cook, probably anywhere between like 1 to 1.5 hours, depending on the size of the potatoes and that type of thing. But it's just a really great meal, like, to make on the weekend, because you just kind of throw everything together and it just cooks, and you just kind of stir it around every once in a while. And then when it's done, it's just like a one dish meal. So that's what we're doing for Saturday. Sunday, June 19th is Father's Day. So we're not going to be cooking. We're going to be ordering out, probably from a seafood restaurant, because that's my husband's favorite thing to eat is seafood. So I do not have a meal or recipe to share for Sunday. For Monday, we're doing hamburgers. We do hamburgers every other Monday. And I don't have a recipe to share for hamburgers. I just go real simple. I just take ground beef and make it into patties. And now that it's the weather's nice, I will be cooking them out on the grill. So I'll just throw those on the grill. And then I'm just going to serve them with a can of pork and beans and some oven fresh seasoned potato wedges, which is from allrecipes.com. That's just a simple potato. You just take a potato. It's a simple side dish. You just take potatoes. You cut them into wedges, like 8 slices, and you put them in a Ziploc bag with olive oil, Parmesan cheese, and some seasonings, and you shake them up, and then you just bake them in the oven. Depending on if the weather's too hot, sometimes as an alternative, I'll just slice up the potatoes a little bit smaller, and I'll just throw them in the air fryer and just make a potato side like that. So that is for Monday. For Tuesday, I'm going to be doing sheet pan chicken fajitas, which is from foodnetwork.com. This is just your basic sheet pan chicken fajita, just like nothing special. It's just chicken, peppers, and onions, olive oil, salt, and pepper, and you just cook it in the oven till it's done. I think it's about, let's see, it's pretty quick. I think it takes like 10 to 15 minutes. I forget if this one goes into the broiler or if it cooks. I don't remember. Anyway, the recipe is from foodnetwork.com, so that'll be on the blog post. And then what I started doing when I make this meal is I actually made some white rice on the side too, because my husband's not a huge fan of the tortillas, like to put the fajita on, like once the meat and peppers and onions are done. So what he did is actually he just had it like a portion of it over white rice and really liked it like that. So I'm going to do that too. That way anyone has an option to do either like a bowl with it or they can make the fajita on the, you know, flour tortilla. And I'm going to make some extra white rice on Tuesday because I'm going to probably need it for Wednesday's meal for extra. So I'll kind of double that up. Because for Wednesday, I'm going to be doing easy shrimp vegetable stir fry, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is, again, a very simple meal, just shrimp cooked up with vegetables in a stir fry, you know, sauce. And that's it. you can find the recipe on allrecipes.com. But what I actually wound up doing last time I made this is the grocery store had a bag of stir fry, like fresh stir fry vegetables, and it came with a teriyaki sauce already. So instead of following the directions in this recipe to make the sauce for the stir fry, I just used those fresh veggies and the stir fry sauce, and that made the meal even much quicker because then I just basically had to like cook up the shrimp and then add everything else together. So if they have that, I'm going to do that again. Same thing. Just kind of use that as a you know, for basically the whole meal, except for just have to cook up the shrimp. And then for Thursday, we always do either breakfast for dinner or soup and grilled cheese. So this week, I'm going to be doing easy clam chowder, which is from damndelicious.net. This has been kind of like my go-to clam chowder lately. It comes together really quickly, and it's really simple, and I think it tastes really good. So that's easy clam chowder. I'll probably make some grilled cheese on the side. Sometimes I don't with clam chowder because it's kind of filling, and we'll just have like those oyster crackers with it. So we'll see. Sometimes I'll just ask if anybody wants to have grilled cheese, and then I'll just decide at the moment if I'm going to make it or not. And then Friday, I do not have a meal plan for Friday because, as I mentioned, me and my daughters are going to be going on a little girls trip, so I will not be cooking, and actually I will not have a meal plan for the following week either. So I'm thinking about doing just like a little quick episode about meal planning, just kind of real quick, just to re-go over the process that I go through on my meal plan, because I don't want to just not have an episode at all. But I also don't want to put together a meal plan just to create a podcast, because I do legitimately just share my family's meal plan. So it's not like I'm creating these meal plans to share on the podcast. These are truly my family's meal plans. And I don't have a meal plan because I'm going to be away and I'm going to be eating out with my daughters. And I'm sure my husband and my son will be eating out because I doubt that they'll be cooking while I'm gone. I'm sure they'll be ordering from the pizza place or wherever else. So I'm thinking of maybe doing that for next week, just kind of maybe putting together just like a quick episode on meal planning, like the process that I do, to see if maybe that might be helpful to you. So anyway, so that is it for this week's meal plan. As I mentioned, you can find a blog post with any links that I mentioned today on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. You can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/LolasFrugalLife. We have a really nice group of people there, and I love seeing it grow because the more it grows, the more people are starting to open up and talk a little bit, and it's so nice to get to know people. So come on over and join us there, and feel free to post whatever you want to post there. I'd love to hear from you. Also, if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. That's what helps grow the podcast because it boosts where my show shows up in the algorithm that's used to for when people search for a podcast. It'll help my show show up higher on the list. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be available to you locally. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lola, that's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Lola's Frugal Life listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Lola.